The federal government recently raised the smoking age to 21 to help curb teen vaping. Some are applauding the decision as a win for public health. Others worry it was a knee-jerk reaction. Side Effects Public Media explains how some Midwesterners are reacting to the news, starting in Iowa with reporter Natalie Krebs.
At Great Alternatives Vape Shop in suburban Des Moines, clerk Faith White runs through a list of dozens of flavors written on a chalkboard.
Personally, my favorite is Mario Kart, which is strawberry banana. Smurf Berries is very popular, and also Watermelon Joy. So
White is 20, and she's been vaping for a few years. She says she started because her father vapes, but White supports raising the smoking age to 21. She doesn't think it will hurt business at the shop, where she says many customers are older people who are looking to quit smoking.
I mean, I'm almost 21, so it's not like a huge thing, but I think it would be, I guess, a lot safer in the long run, so I'm not opposed to it at all.
But not everyone in the vaping industry agrees.
These adults ages 18 to 20 are either going to go to the black market to purchase these products, or they're going to return to smoking because cigarettes are far easier to get.
Sarah Linden is the president of Iowans for Alternatives to Smoking and Tobacco. Her group of about 20 shops opposed the age increase. Linden says vaping can help some people quit smoking entirely.
Every single vape shop owner that I know is really in this business to help people.
Linden says the problem really stems from high nicotine systems like Juul, which came on the market in 2015. One pod can have as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes, so they're extremely addictive.
And our feeling was that that was kind of setting the industry back.
Flavored high nicotine systems like Juul are incredibly popular with high schoolers. According to the 2018 National Youth Tobacco Survey, nearly 60% who vape said they use Juul. The FDA plans to remove flavored products from the market for this type of system. Here's Shannon Lee Watkins, a public health professor at the University of Iowa. She says much is still unknown about the health effects of e-cigarettes.
The tobacco industry has been working on the, like, quote-unquote safer cigarettes for a long time. Filtered cigarettes, for example, are marketed, or the impression is that they are safer, but in fact, they do not reduce toxic exposure.
And Watkins says research does not indicate e-cigarettes are effective in helping people quit smoking.
Anecdotally, they are helping some people quit smoking, but they don't seem on trend to be helping people move away from cigarettes. And indeed, many people end up using both products.
Meanwhile, the long-term health impact of vaping is unknown.
Now, I'm reporter Carter Barrett in Indiana, where at least 5 deaths have been tied to a vaping-related lung illness. Across the nation, more than 2,500 people have fallen ill, and more than 50 deaths have been reported. So while some vape store owners feel they're helping people stop using cigarettes, Indiana officials worry about losing ground on tobacco addiction among young people. Here's State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box speaking last month.
But the concern, of course, is that this increase has just addicted our next generation of Hoosiers to nicotine.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Can we meet
Mason?
Yes,
that's me. Hi, Carter.
Carter.
Just Vapor sits in a strip mall in an Indianapolis suburb. Owner Mason Odell says vape stores have received little guidance on the new law from federal or state officials. In fact, he says most owners saw the news on Facebook. He's okay with regulation, including raising the age, but Odell says he's seen when regulation has unintended consequences.
I think that regulations to a point can be very restrictive, and we've gone through that in the state of Indiana.
A few years ago, Indiana passed legislation to regulate the sale and manufacturing of e-cigarette products to make it safer. But only one company qualified under stringent restrictions, and it created a monopoly. And parts of that law were eventually struck down by federal court. Odell is concerned about all the proposed new restrictions, including the FDA's ban on certain devices with flavors.
And now I feel like we're sort of in the same situation.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett in Indiana.
And I'm Natalie Krebs in Iowa.